أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Grand City, we've been focusing on Muhammad Square and the three chapters that look at the respect, loyalty and obedience to the Prophet, which is chapter number 47, which is Surah Muhammad, Surah number 48, which is Al-Fath, or the victory. And today we're going to look at Surah number 49, which is Surah Al-Hujurat. It has 18 ayat. It's a Madani surah. And Hujurat is the plural of Hujra, which means a room. And it literally refers to the one-room apartments of the wives of the Prophet that were adjoined to the mosque. Only the door of the house of Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima opened into the mosque. The surah was revealed in 9 after Hijrah, when most of the Arabian Peninsula was united as a Muslim community. But now there was a need of protocols of conduct on how to interact with each other and with the Prophet. So if you look at the focus of the surah, it's literally the building blocks of behaviors of a Muslim community. And the loyalty to Allah and respect to His Messenger translates into a harmonious community. And then we find how true faith is defined. So we've divided the surah into three sections. Section 1 is ayat 1 to 5, which is in essence respect and manners in addressing the Prophet. It starts off with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allah wa rasulihi wattaqullah. Do not put yourself forward in the presence of Allah and His Messenger. In other words, prioritize Allah's agenda through His Messenger above your own. Inna Allah sami'un alim. Indeed, Allah is hearing and knowing. Then we find the order of respecting respectful conversation with the Prophet. And if you want to benchmark, test the heart for God consciousness, then the benchmark is to know how much we respect the Prophet. The second section, which is ayah 6 to 12, looks at brotherhood, and then behaviors that cause disharmony in a community. And I'll go through them. So the first one is fake news. In ayah 6, Allah says, if a fasiq, one who crosses the line, one who does evil, brings you news, then investigate it, look into it. And the ayah goes, lest you harm a people in ignorance, then you be sorry of what you've done. Because he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in, if an evildoer brings you news, fatabayyanu, investigate. Antusibu qawman bijahalatin, lest you harm a people out of your jahalat, out of your ignorance, fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin, and then you feel really bad about what you've done. The second thing that causes disharmony is ingratitude, corruption, and disobedience. Then he talks about in ayah 9, if two parties of believers are quarreling with each other, they've got issues between each other, then it says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, make peace between both of them. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى, believers are brethren. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ خَوَيْكُمْ, make peace between them. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be God conscious, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that mercy may be had on you. Next thing that causes disharmony is fault finding, making fun of others, using nicknames or calling people with bad names. Then in ayah 12, he talks about negative assumptions, spying on others and backbiting. And it's quite a strong ayah. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ijtanibu kathirum min adh-dhan, avoid suspicion, inna ba'dha dhan ithmun, because suspicion is a sin. Wala tajassasu, do not spy on each other. Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'dhan, don't backbite each other. And then look how he compares it. He says, ayuhibbu ahadakum an ya'kula lahma akhi, would you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Fakarihtumuhu, you find it awful, disgusting. Wattaqullah, be God conscious. Inna Allaha tawwabur rahim, Allah is of returning and He is merciful. It's a really strong ayah. And finally, in the final section, ayah 13 to 18, Allah defines iman. And it's amazing. He starts off with ayah 13 when he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, we've made you from one man and one woman. Waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. and we have caused differences or diversities in your tribes and families so that you may identify each other, so that you may know each other. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atkakum. The most honored of you in the eyes of Allah is the one who is God conscious. Inna Allah alimun kabir. Allah is knowing and aware. In other words, diversity is a means of recognition and appreciation. Number two, the only benchmark of excellence is God consciousness, which is taqwa. Thing is that there's a difference between true faith and just professing it verbally. So there's a difference between acknowledgement by the tongue only. It needs to be a covenant in the heart and then actions by the body. And it made quite clear in this surah. True faith is also defined as doubtless belief in Allah and His Messenger. And it's manifested through striving, what we call jihad, with oneself and one's wealth in His way. And finally, guidance is a favor from divinity. In other words, it's a massive, massive gift from divinity. What Allah says in ayah 15, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed those who believe, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they are those who believe, بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, in Allah and His Messenger. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, and then they don't doubt at all. وَجَاهَدُوا, and they strive, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ, with their wealth, وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and themselves, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, they are the ones who are truthful. It is an absolutely phenomenal surah, and we'll look at different parts of it, inshallah, as the days go on. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who have true iman and those who are able to take away the behaviors that cause disharmony within ourselves and within our communities. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.